Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone 318-664-6878.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse in Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Pineville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Reed. Today we are going to pray and talk about the holidays that's approaching upon us. Amen? The scripture I'm using today is from Philippians, 4th chapter, the 6th verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen? The first thing we need to know, God does not lie. God said he is not the God to lie, nor the son of man that he need to repent. God also said he watches over his word to perform it. He make it happen, people, in other words. But you know, with the holidays approaching, we as people, sometimes we get over anxious, excited, overspend, overeat, my favorite part. But some things we do that really take us to the end of the brink. Amen? But we notice in the scripture, God say, be anxious for nothing. And anxious mean worry, unease, nervousness, fearful, fretful, agitated, wanting something very much and so bad till you do just about anything to get it. Feeling unease, edgy, distressed, tense, worked up, keyed up, jumpy, worried, sick. You know, sometimes we can actually worry ourselves sick and cause us to have knots in our stomach, become sick in our bodies, in mind. Mental distress, fear of danger, misfortune. But all of these things that I just finished reading, somewhere down our life, we have experienced this. But God said in his word, be anxious for nothing. If we truly trust and depend on God, these things will take place. Because you notice I said, he not the God to lie, nor the son of man that he need to repent, and he watch over his word to perform it. But if you also notice, he gave us instructions. And I've learned over the years, if you follow instruction, you'll be victorious in the end. The first instruction he gave us was prayer. You know, I found out in over the years, a lot of people don't pray until Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. Everybody get out, sit down and fix a big dinner and pray and tell what to thank God for and what he did. But you know, God say pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. You know, you don't always have to be on your knees to pray. You can pray riding in your car, sitting up in your house, doing work in your house, of course, in the church. But a lot of people don't thank him until Thanksgiving. We need to thank him all year long. Because I believe, if we thank him, and I've experienced, if we thank him all year long, and whenever that spirit come upon you to worry or be nervous or anxious or fearful, it's not there because you've been working on it all year long, thanking God, praying, giving him glory, And the next thing he told us to do, after he say pray, he say with supplication. That means to have a spirit of humility and an humble spirit. Not caught up in yourself, caught up in pride. I did it. I'm the one. If it was not for God, none of us can do anything. He made us and he know about us. He says the earth is his in the fullness thereof and everyone that dwells in it. So we can't do anything without God. We have to keep a spirit of humility. That's another instruction. Be humble. Don't get caught up in yourself. Like my dad used to say when he was living, smelling yourself. I know some of y'all ain't heard that before. But keep yourself with an humble spirit. Go before God humbly. And that way you'll acquire favor. Amen? Ain't nothing like the favor of God. If you go to him in an humble way, let him know, God, I need you. I can't do anything without you. I need your help. And you acquire favor and help from God. The third instruction is thanksgiving. Expression of gratitude, especially to God. Don't just thank him on Thanksgiving. Amen? We got to become thankful and grateful about everything in our life. You know one thing? When I was raising my kids and they was much younger, I was at a point at one time. When Christmas come, I had to have the right kind of toy, the right kind of clothes, the right kind of food. My house had to look a certain way, but I was just pushing it over the limit. You can't do that because it's not about things. God say heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall forever stand. It's about the word of God. It's about loving and caring for one another, trusting God, having faith in God. That's what it's about, showing that you care and listening to your children, listening to each other, praying with each other, ministering to each other. That's what it's all about. Because all that other stuff is frivolous. That's what the book of Ephesians say. It's going to all pass away. Amen? So remember this holidays to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Bede, and I shall pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, that you have forgiven us of our sins, and you blocked out all our transgressions, and you have washed away all our iniquities. Father God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you've given us power and authority over the enemy today, over the fish and the fowl of the air, every creeping and crawling thing there is. And Lord God, we take that authority right now. We bind the hand of the enemy that come to be a hindrance to us, our children, our loved ones, our families, our leadership in the communities, our schools, our local authorities. God, we bind anything that will become, that comes from the enemy to be a hindrance. And we curse it to the root. We say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we are thankful for this day. For this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thankful. We are thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness and allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace. We are thankful for the power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, and to make all things new in our lives in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits, and strong men in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence, and everyone we just prayed for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we loose them to where Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus over the contents of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus over all who enter in and all who exit out of our homes. Thank you, Lord, for our homes and the blood of Jesus over them. We apply the blood of Jesus over us as a witness for you wherever we go, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men, and they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surrounding communities. Thank you, Lord, for our ministries and the blood of Jesus over them. We apply the blood of Jesus over our business, our jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus over our finances, our possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus over our bills, our checking account, our savings. We apply the blood of Jesus over all our possessions and everything we have and everything we will have. Thank you, Lord, for our finances and the possessions and the blood of Jesus over them. We declare and decree that where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter. And we confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our business, our jobs, and possessions. Not sickness, not poverty, not death, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives. And where the power and presence of Jesus is, sickness, poverty, problems, and death cannot remain. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, that your mercy endureth forever, that your grace is sufficient for us, for your angels, and for your protection, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, that everyone in our households are saved, for your righteousness that is imparted to us. We are thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the counsel of the Lord, that you sanctify us daily in your word. Thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Thank you for every battle and every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge to become one solid rock, and that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing. Thank you that we can ask you for whatever we will, and as long as we're connected to the vine, we have the petitions we ask for. Thank you for your provisions as you supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for divine prosperity. Thank you for healing, past, present, and future, as you are Jehovah Roha. Thank you for divine health. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, moon, stars, trees, gas, grass, air, and water, and all that we have on this earth, that you have provided all these wonderful things for us. You created us, you created for us, and we so often take for granted. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, the various kinds of tongue, and the interpretation of tongue. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace that you are. Thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. The light, the door, the bread of life, the good shepherd, the redeemer according to the word of God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We thank you, oh God, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, and directs us into all